This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russian authorities say a truck bomb has caused a fire and the collapse of a section of a bridge linking Russia-annexed Crimea with Russia. The bridge is a key supply artery for Moscow's faltering war effort in southern Ukraine. The Speaker of Crimea's Kremlin-backed regional parliament immediately accused Ukraine, though the Kremlin did not apportion blame. Ukrainian officials have repeatedly threatened to strike the bridge, and some celebrated the explosion, but Kyiv stopped short of claiming responsibility. Saturday's attack on the bridge comes a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin turned 70 years old. It deals him a humiliating blow that could lead him to up the ante in his war on Ukraine. North Korea has warned the U.S. redeployment of an aircraft carrier near the Korean Peninsula is causing a considerably huge negative splash in regional security. The North Korean Defense Ministry statement on Saturday came a day after the nuclear-powered aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan began a new round of naval drills with South Korean warships off the peninsula's east coast. The Reagan and its battle group returned to the area in response to the North's test of a powerful missile. A North Korean Defense Ministry spokesman says the North's military is, quote, is seriously approaching the extremely worrisome development of the present situation. In Thailand, relatives wailed and collapsed in grief over the small coffins of children after a fired police officer stormed a rural daycare center at naptime and massacred dozens of people. At least 24 of the 36 people killed in Thursday's gun and knife attack were children, mostly preschoolers. For more stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the U.S. state of Texas, Uvalde school leaders have pulled its embattled campus police force off the job 4 months after the Robb Elementary school shooting. The decision Friday follows a wave of new outrage over the hiring of a former Texas state trooper who was part of the hesitant law enforcement response during the May attack that killed 19 children and two teachers. School leaders also put two members of the school district police department on administrative leave, one of whom chose to retire. A total of 400 officers responded to the shooting, including five school district police officers. The city's police, county sheriffs, deputies, state police, and U.S. Border Patrol agents were among others who responded. Haiti's government has agreed to request the help of international armed forces as gangs and protesters paralyze the country and basic supplies, including fuel and water, dwindle. A document published Friday and signed by Prime Minister Ariel Henry and 18 top-ranking officials states they are alarmed by the risk of a major humanitarian crisis that is threatening the life of many people. It authorizes Henry to request from international partners the immediate deployment of a specialized armed force in sufficient quantity to stop the crisis caused partly by the criminal actions of armed gangs. The mother of an Iranian teenager is disputing official claims that her daughter fell to her death from a high building. Nazreen Shakarami says her teenage daughter was killed instead by repeated blows to the head as part of Iran's crackdown on anti-hijab protests roiling the country. Shakarami also said in a video released Thursday that authorities kept her daughter Nika's death a secret for 9 days and then snatched the body from a morgue to bury her in a remote area against the family's wishes. Nika Shakarami has become the latest icon of the protests, seen as the gravest threat to Iran's ruling elites in years. The unrest was sparked by the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini while in custody of the morality police. India's government says it has rescued about 130 Indian workers from Myanmar, Cambodia, and Laos after they were lured by agents for fake job opportunities in the information technology sector in Thailand. A spokesperson for the External Affairs Ministry says some fraudulent IT companies appear to be engaged in digital scamming and forged cryptocurrencies, and that the Indian workers were held captive and forced to commit cyber fraud. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.